Correspondent Tom Hansen from Los Angeles.
Mayor Karen Bass and Fire Chief Kristen Crowley presented a unified front at a press briefing. Following reports, the mayor had dismissed the chief over her complaints of insufficient resources.
How can Angelenos be sure that you two are on the same page when everyone is facing this historic and unprecedented crisis?
We have one mission, and that is going to be our sole focus. Now, prior to this, the chief and I have always been in regular communication, and we will continue to do that.
Special counsel Jack Smith has resigned from the Department of Justice. He led investigations regarding election interference and the alleged misuse of classified documents by President-elect Donald Trump. Correspondent Willie James Inman.
A Florida judge has asked for more info on Jack Smith's report on election interference by 10 a.m. on Sunday, which means we could see more details about the first volume of that report if the court rules in favor of the Department of Justice.
Crews in the south have been out clearing roadways from snow and ice after the area was hit with a major winter storm. Thousands of flights delayed or canceled Saturday. WANF-TV's Brittany Ford is in Atlanta.
And by Saturday afternoon, much of that snow and slush was cleared, giving drivers a little bit more confidence.
The city is moving 24 hours later.
That improvements were made since Snowmageddon in 2014.
I don't think I really heard about any major people being trapped anywhere.
The investigation into December's plane crash in South Korea, which killed 179, has suffered a setback. Our Jerika Duncan has that.
The black boxes of a Boeing jetliner that crashed in South Korea last month stopped recording about 4 minutes before the accident. That's the same time the pilots reported a bird strike. The Boeing 737-800 skidded off a runway on December 29th. 179 people were killed. Investigators say it's not immediately clear why the devices failed.
Jim Nantz will reach a milestone today that only a few NFL announcers have accomplished. After 40 years, he will call his 500th NFL game when the Buffalo Bills host the Denver Broncos in an AFC wild card round game. Nantz is the first person in CBS's storied NFL history to work 500 games as a play-by-play announcer. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit StraightTalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Build your business with a partner you can trust. The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
The Australian Tennis Open is officially underway.
The next few days will see the who's who of tennis competing in first-round knockout events. One player notably is Novak Djokovic, who's hoping for his 25th Grand Slam in what could be his finale at the Australian Open. Third-ranked Carlos Alcaraz is another hot favourite. Last year's winner, Jannik Sinner, won't be drawn on doping allegations against him.
I haven't done anything wrong. I don't think I have to answer this, to be honest.
Ashlyn Kruger and Coco Gauff also in this week's first round. Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
President Biden honored Pope Francis with the Presidential Medal of Freedom with Distinction, the highest civilian award given by the president. It was the first time during his 4 years in office that Biden awarded the medal with distinction. The president was scheduled to travel to Rome this weekend and present the medal to Francis in person, but canceled due to all the California wildfires. Matt Piper, CBS News.
WRJN weather. With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Snow tonight, lows in the mid-20s and strong south winds. Gusty winds continue on your Sunday. Snow is likely, could see some freezing rain as temperatures get into the low 30s for a little while. Sunday night, flurries and a low temperature around 10, wind chills around zero.
It's 30 at our studios.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. No matter how they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Today, I was happy as a lark, but now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future, but for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied.
On the radio, have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her?
another day comes to an end. I'm looking for a letter or something, anything that you would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny, I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
Park to the Heritage Museum. Local news and timeless hits.
Thank you.
your hometown radio refreshed. WRJN.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, snow-crested brown, without no sleep or night of words, the child of romance, she'll be a true love of mine. Strands and polishes a fan. She'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap it in a sickle, willows blazing in scarlet battalion. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. We'll be right back.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true, you'll be dead before your time is due.
gotta start a new life. We'll take a letter to Maria, address her to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. What a man loves a woman, it's hard to understand that she would find more pleasure in the arms of another man. I never really noticed how sweet you are to me. It just so happens I'm free tonight. Would you like to have dinner with me? Go take a letter, Maria, address it to my wife. Say I will be coming home. Gotta start a new life. Send to my wife, send a copy to my lawyer. Gotta have a new life. We'll take a letter from Maria. Oh, I press it to my wife.
Groovy on a Sunday afternoon.
And timeless hits. WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
told her that I loved her. She would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I wanna be your friend. Because a friend could never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. So sad, but I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite.